Hello there, KMA Land. Thanks in advance for listening to this segment that we call the Double X Factor. Spencer Williams and I team up here each weekday and deliver a short dose of personal growth info, and it's always tied to something we ourselves are learning on our own paths. Now, last week we looked at vicarious trauma, where we take on too much of other people's hard stuff sometimes. We thought this week a look at how sometimes those who overgive can find themselves in relationships with those who are more than willing to overtake might be appropriate. Another word, sounds kind of harsh, but accurate, is exploitation. Now, quite often, those who are driven to overgive find themselves being exploited for their kindness, trying to benefit from the giver of the work of another, without reciprocity or giving. So, before you mentally check out here and think I'm sounding way too jaded about the idea of being overly kind or giving, let me clarify. I firmly believe that people are good. Deep down, at their core, all people are good. When that goodness isn't showing up, it's because it's been squelched. It's suppressed, undealt with, and pain. When we don't look within for the root of our less than positive actions or feelings, we will suffer and project it outward and make others responsible for our feelings. That projection of fear and pain can sometimes show up as exploiting people who are overly willing to give. Exploitation, as in taking advantage of the kindness of others, or their inability to say no, or their lack of inner confidence, is obviously cruel and hurtful. Pain that is not transformed will be transmitted. So here's my main point I want you to hear if you're an overgiver. Understanding that these people who exploit you at their core are simply unwilling or incapable of dealing with their own wounds does not make their behavior okay. It does not mean you tolerate being exploited for your kind heart. Now, if you consider yourself to be kind, friendly, nurturing, have an engaging nature, and generally want to know about other people, have a big heart, please, please, please continue to be you. And make sure that the relationships you are in are reciprocal. Emotionally wounded people and healers are very often drawn to one another. Boundaries are a key to a healthy relationship dynamic. Boundaries require courage, and here's why. When we set boundaries about what is and isn't okay for us, we run the risk of disappointing people. And if you veer to the side of the spectrum we know as people-pleasing, you probably have some real challenge in setting boundaries. Disappointing people can feel terrifying if you're an overgiver. You can also fall into these false beliefs that everything is your fault, and your sense of worth is based way too heavily in being needed. So how to stop being exploited in relationship requires the following. 1. Firmness. 2. Boundaries. 3. Self-care. This is actually a sign of a strong, healthy character. 4. Learning to empower rather than rescue other people. And most of all, 5, working on liking yourself. This will go a long way toward alleviating your fear of disappointing others and, as a result, overgiving. Now, Spencer will be here tomorrow, and I know I'm going to need to hear what it is she's going to be preaching. So take advantage of that with me, and I'll see you back here on Friday, where I hope to steer your focus off the taker and onto your own role in things. Till then, later.